I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. IU Opera Theater presents The Dialogue of the Carmelites by Francis Poulenc, October 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th. The French Revolution, a bloody reign of terror, is at its zenith. Every aristocrat, fair game. And in 1794, 16 nuns of the convent were martyred, imprisoned, and then guillotined for refusing to denounce their vocation. The story, the inspiration for this masterpiece, a timid young aristocrat enters the convent, thinking she'll find safety. A beloved mother superior rages against the god as she faces death, and a novice exhibits grace beyond her years. Our guests are the timid young aristocrat, Blanche Rose Antoinette Bellino, and the novice who exhibits grace beyond her years, Sister Constance Anna Donnelly. Rose, although you've had leading roles, you've also played an angel before, which I think is appropriate for this role. Tell us a little bit about your character, about Blanche.
Blanche is very suppressed in her childhood. Her mother died during childbirth, and she has dealt with very patriarchal presences in her life, including her father and her brother. She's scared of her own shadow. She's literally afraid of the shadow of their butler during the show. The flip side is that Blanche has a very big heart, and she does have this inner bravery to her. She strives for something bigger in life, and she strives for something heroic. When she first arrives at the convent, I think the prioress recognizes that there maybe are some misinformed intentions about entering the convent from Blanche. Blanche is defined throughout the opera by her fear from beginning to end. But by the end of the show, she finally realizes that there is a bigger truth there. And I believe that she goes to the guillotine completely fear-free.
Wow. That's Rose Antoinette Bellino talking about the character of Blanche in the opera The Dialogue of the Carmelites. When Blanche arrives at the nunnery, she actually meets Sister Constance. And one of the delights, I think, of the Dialogue of the Carmelites is that, especially in Sister Constance, we see it's not all bread and water and nights spent in contemplation. Our guest, Anna Donnelly, gets to play that part. Anna, you're smiling as we talk about. Tell us a little bit about Sister Constance.
Well, I just love the character. I think she's really amazing, honestly inspiring. I kind of think of her as like the antithesis of Blanche in a way. She has this sort of childlike spirituality that I think a lot of us can relate to or strive for. She's really inspiring in that she's very secure in her beliefs. And even though there are several points in the opera where she may say something that the other nuns chuckle at or don't necessarily agree with or think is a little bit outlandish, she is 100% positive that this is the way that things are and there is truth to what she believes. By the end of the opera, she is terrified, but I think she fully believed that this vow for martyrdom would be the right decision. It would be God's will.
We're painting kind of a grim picture of the Dialogue of the Carmelites.
It is so deep and it is so intense and there's so much happening.
There are so many unique characters that they all give to one another, and it's difficult to take one away from the rest. And
yeah,
I guess that kind of goes in the theme of the community of the convent.
Really, it's in some ways kind of an insider's story. There's a good deal of joy and camaraderie among the nuns. Constance, I think you're part of the fun that sort of sets the tone of the enjoyment of that part of it, and suggests that actually committed life at that point really made a lot of sense in a lot of ways to many women. Anna Donnelly, who plays Sister Constance, and Rose Antoinette Bellino, who plays Blanche, in the upcoming production of The Dialogue of the Carmelites by Francis Poulenc. It's at IU's Opera Theater, October 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.